So warm welcome everyone to the Business and Dreams podcast and another episode. And today I am so happy and proud to present an incredible guest that we have with us. Kia, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
So very happy nice. To have you here. And yeah. I mean, you are just, I'm just always filled with so much positive energy whenever I talk to you.
Thank you. That's nice. I am pretty positive most of the time, actually, yes. Yeah. And I feel like there's loads of opportunities since we now have finished the course. And I think it's really nice. And I think you've got to stay positive. You can choose, and I've learned a lot in the course.
Yes.
You can be the elephant or the little ant. So, yeah, I do feel positive. Very positive.
So fun. Yeah, I just always get so much positive energy. We just talked here before about Love is Blind and was laughing about the program together. It's such an amazing program.
Yes, it is very funny.
But now we're not going to talk about love. We're going to talk, we are going to talk about love, but more love for money. And that kind of mindset shift. But before we dig into that, like you said, you have been part of our program, Business and Dreams Academy, and you have done a huge transformation from inside out.
I have.
But first, before we talk about that, I want to know more about you and your story.
Okay.
And right now, you are working as a stylist, a personal stylist. Yes. But how has your journey been that has led you to where you are today? Can you tell everyone?
I don't know where to start, but yes, professionally wise, I am. I started off as a stewardess after my kindergarten. I did university here in Stockholm. Then I became a stewardess in the Middle East, and then I got stuck there. I met a man and got married and lived there for 33 years. But during that time, I was a stewardess. I stopped that. And then I became an English teacher, English as a second language. And after that, I became a stylist because I really, really like it. I've also become a nutritionist. So I've done a little bit of a jack of all trades. But coming back to Sweden, I've been here for 3 years now, I decided that I want to do the stylist thing. Mm. I find it very interesting. I look a lot at how women get dressed here in Sweden. It's very different from, internationally. Mm. And I love the way women are very career orientated here, which is not the case in the Middle East. Mm. Even I find in the UK and in France, it's a little bit different. So it's kind of refreshing. And what I would like to change here in this country about women is a little bit, she says, wearing black herself. But it's the black. Everybody wears black. And that's like everybody's go-to and whatever. So the stylist is lovely. I do wardrobe consultations and personal shopping where you don't have to shop. I'll do the shopping for you. Just come and try it on. So, but a lot's got to do with when you're a stylist, you kind of transform a little bit, like you just said, inside out. You've got to feel good about yourself from the inside out, not just what you look like.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And you look absolutely gorgeous today. I love your style.
You.
I always done. And for everyone who can't see you right now, you're wearing like leather tights and then a tweed jacket and pearl necklace. And it just looks so chic. I want to copy your whole outfit. And it does so much about, you know, the way you feel. When you feel empowered, when you feel confident, you are going to make different decisions. You're going to act in a different way.
Absolutely.
In the program, we talk a lot about we're talking about being a future version of yourself and how she would dress, how she would speak, how she would act. Yeah. And all of these is the dress, how you dress also make a big impact on if you feel like
Definitely.
The best version of yourself.
And it also, it does make a change of how people look at you. You have to, I think looking at somebody who's very well dressed means that they look after themselves, they care about themselves, they care about their career, and they care about what the outside world think about them. Because even though we're talking about like Love is Blind, right?
Yeah.
They don't see each other, but we who are not in those programs, we see each other. And when you see somebody for the first time, you do make a presumption whether it's good or bad, but you do. Because you look at somebody and think, oh, they look nice or they don't look nice, and oh, they don't look like they look after themselves. So it does, I think styling has got to do with a lot with how you feel inside.
Definitely.
And we've all got those days, you know, when we feel like, oh, I'm in a tracksuit and no makeup on. Mm. Absolutely. But that goes with everything. That's normal life. So, but when you go outside and go out career-wise, I think you should try and look the best you can.
Amazing. And I also seen you've been, for instance, part of Sanna Alexandra's campaign shoot.
Yes, I did.
I absolutely love to see that.
And her clothes are lovely. Yes, I do like them.
Amazing clothes.
Yes.
So you've been doing a lot within this fashion and styling industry.
And I did a lot in the Middle East, which obviously people don't know about here. I did shows and stuff and makeup for magazine shoots and stuff like that. So yes, I have done quite a lot.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, because there are a lot of women who don't know what their career path is, what they're passionate about, and maybe are afraid to change their path.
Yeah.
They think that I'm at this age now and I can't change, or I can't, you know, change things in my life. And you have changed things many times in your life.
Yes, I have.
Like you said, you were a stewardess, you moved to the Middle East. Do you want to tell a little bit about those times you changed career, for instance, from stewardess to...
I basically, when I stopped flying, I had gone as far as you could. You could get yourself higher up in those airlines faster than you do with SAS, for example. And I always wanted to get to the top. I had like, I want to try and become a supervisor and then I'll see, which I really enjoyed and I loved it all. But there comes a time when you just think, oh, no. And then I got married and had children, but I was determined to work, which a lot of people don't do that out there. But for me, it was the part of being Swedish, and I just wanted to have my own, not personality, but my own kind
independent,
of independent, independent. And even though I had kids, which is exactly what women do here. So I changed, and then I didn't really know what to do. And a friend of mine said, but you speak four languages. Why don't you become an English teacher? And I went, well, that's exactly why. I'm not English. And she said, yeah, but you can understand the problems with learning a second language. And I went, actually, you got a point there. Then I did all the interviews and whatever, and then I became one. And I loved it.
Yeah.
I freelanced for 10 years and did hotel staff, small company staff. I did loads of that, which was great. But then I wanted to change, and I thought, and that actually had to do with that. I stayed home a little bit more with my kids, but I wanted to do something. And then I started studying to become a stylist, which I did in the UK. And then I had to fly there and do all the tests and stuff. But then that took off, and it was lovely, because then I was really working for myself.
Yeah.
And I worked around my kids, and I worked around what suited my schedule when I was on holiday or not, and it was lovely.
Yeah.
Really, really, really nice. I really enjoyed it a
lot.
Yes.
And then you decided to become a nutritionist as
That's
well.
Another one I did. Yeah. Yes. After the stylist, I decided, and that's got a little bit to do with the inside out. I'm very passionate about people who overeat or undereat, why they do it, and because a lot of it is mental.
Yeah.
And I find that not only do you want to look good on the outside, but inside has to be right as well.
Definitely.
Otherwise, you know, you can't do one and then have the other one go the other way. So I did that for 3 years. That was very hard, actually. Mm. It was basically biology, and I hated biology in school. But I did it. I came out with that honours, and I really enjoyed. I like changing, because it makes your... keeps your brain going and stuff like that. So yeah, so when I came to Sweden, I was a little bit lost, and I thought, okay, what do I do now, having been away for so long? But then I decided I'd really like to do the stylist thing again, because it makes me happy, and it makes me, I like helping women, and I find that at my age, and like women a little bit older, Some of them get a bit lost. They've done the mum part, they've done the school part, and they've still got the career, but they've forgotten about themselves.
Mm.
So that's what I would like to like help them with.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do you have any advice to women who want to change something in their life? Because you have changed so many times, yes, both countries and work and everything. Yes. What advice would you give other women who are doubting, should I do it or not?
The way I see it, we only live once. And like we said many times in the course, what's the worst thing that can happen?
Yes.
It's a bit like I'm a bit shy about like social media. I find it very hard to put my face out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen? Mm-hmm. And at least you've tried.
Yeah.
And like we said, you get to 100 and you've done nothing. Or my absolute worst nightmare would be, what if I would have not done it?
Mm.
Look back at it and go, I wish I would have done that. That to me just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And okay, I can think, maybe I should have stayed in Sweden when I was young, and I nearly did get married and stay in Sweden. Thank God I didn't. Because I don't mean it that way, but I've seen so much of the world and met so many beautiful people. I would never take that back.
Yeah.
It's not worth anything in the world.
Yeah.
I've learned so much. And obviously that's made me to who I am. Even though I can feel a bit shy and all that, but inside I can feel quite strong. I know I've done a lot and I have a lot to give.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Exactly. That's really what I think most people regret, is the things they didn't do, but their voice tell them they should do. Rather than things you did. You don't really regret things you did, because they shape who you are. You find meaning in them. So I think that's a great life lesson that you're sharing there.
Yeah.
What would you say you are most proud of in your journey?
I think I've... the fact that I've been able to adapt everywhere.
Mm.
And the fact that I've made so many friends all around the world. And I think I've learned so much about different nationalities, cultures, and I think I've been able to give that to my kids as well. They're born there. They live abroad now. But, you know, I think that's the basic thing. And it's just the beautiful people that I've met throughout the years, who many of them I'm still friends with. Mm. So, unfortunately, they don't live in Sweden, but...
That's amazing.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yes.
And you have also been part of our program, Business and Dreams Academy.
I have.
And I think we started off our conversation on DM on Instagram before you joined the program. And that was about 5 months ago. Yeah. So who were you 5 months ago? What were your thoughts, your emotion? What was going on in your mind at that point, if you look back to who you were then?
Yeah. I had moved here. I'd been here a while. I did break my knee and had a heart attack and all that carry on.
Mm.
But I was finally recovering and I wanted to do things, but I was a little bit lost, like, and there was a course that was going, and I thought I would like to like mix with people from here and see how things evolve, and my money mindset wasn't the best, of course, you know. So when I saw your thing, and I had seen, I'd read about you two already in the Forbes and all that, and when I saw that, and I thought, that looks really nice, that is very interesting, and something inside me just thought, right, send a DM and just go for it. Yeah,
that's incredible. Yeah. I absolutely love that. And what did you have any doubts before you were participating in the program? What were you thinking?
Yes, I was a little bit lost about... I knew that I had a nutritionist thing going. I had the stylist. I had tried to be a nutritionist here in another company. And it wasn't really... I didn't feel that passionate about it. And then when I saw your course, I thought, I need a little bit of a guideline. Where am I going? What do I want to do? And then I thought, right... I want to do something and have like a a way to go forward. Mm. And that's what made me very interested. And it was the money mindset as well that really went. And I went, I love your idea of that we should all be billionaires or millionaires. I like that because it's not very usual here in Sweden that you can talk about money or you can say that. It's been like an ugly thing, don't talk about money. Mm. And I love that. I thought you two were like some fresh air in an old, So I think that's what really brought me to it. And again, the way you looked, you always looked professional. You were, you know, like I said. So I think that brought me to you in that sense. Yeah.
So fun. Yeah. I'm so happy that our path crossed because it's been such a fun journey together and seeing develop and grow. Do you want to share a little bit of what happened after you decided to join the program?
When I decided to join, I think there was... it's been a journey of, like we said yesterday at the graduation thing, it's been such an internal journey more than anything, I would say. And I think that's the whole thing, like we've said. If you don't change your thoughts, you're not going to get... come out on the right side on the outside. And I think that's been the biggest thing. And every lesson we did brought up something that for that week you kind of went, oh, okay, yeah, maybe. And then that basically opened Pandora's box and it was like, okay, I need to think about that now. And now I have to go through. And it actually brought out a lot of like childhood memories and stuff that you had to deal with that have been in this Pandora's box. Mm. Including then money and stuff like that. And so I am very, very glad that I've done the journey. I feel so much stronger now. So that's changed hugely. Huge.
Yes.
Huge change.
Amazing. I remember throughout the program that it was often that you were sending me a message about something, maybe you wanted some extra guidance. And then I was like, actually, that's exactly what we're going to go through on the lesson tomorrow, you know. So it was really perfect timing. I felt like what you needed at those particular moments to move forward.
Absolutely.
What would you say that you have learned about yourself throughout this journey?
I think the one of the big things I've done is obviously changing the mindset about my money. Mm. I don't look at my bank account every 2 minutes. Mm. I have a real hope about that things are going to go forward. I have a lot more ideas. And I think that I've totally changed my view of everything. But yeah, I think that's the biggest change. Mm. Also, every time that I've rang you and asked about ideas, you've always had something to say to me, like, okay, maybe change it this way. And that's helped me hugely.
Mm.
It's made me realize. And like I said before, what's going to happen?
Mm.
What's the worst thing that can happen?
Yeah.
Okay, nothing.
Yes, exactly. And you have really challenge yourself, for instance, with social media, because there's a lot of women we've been talking to that can relate to this, that they think it is scary to put yourself out on social media.
Yeah.
And that is something we have supported each other with in this program, because
thank God.
When you're running a company, it's often a big part of it.
Yes. And you have to be out there. That's one of those things that I prefer photos and writing. I love writing. I've always written ever since I was a kid. So therefore LinkedIn, I really enjoy. But then I've, like my mastermind group, they have been hilarious about me putting myself out there. And they're like, whatever Frida's come out with, just put your face out there. It has been the funniest. Just the support from all the friends as well. And obviously, this day and age, there are no more newspapers. You don't have to pay for ads. Mm. You just have to take your phone and do that.
Mm.
But it's doing it.
Yeah.
It is actually just going for it and doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm getting there. I could be a lot better, but I'm getting there.
So incredible. It's been so amazing to see how you've been challenging yourself and really that's what you need to do in order to grow. You need to go through those fear you have in order to get what you dream of and what you have as a goal.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else that you learned throughout the program that you want to highlight a bit extra that you thought, I haven't thought about this before?
I think the fact that I've become so much more courageous. I always thought that I was courageous enough because, like I've just said, I've moved a lot and done a lot of things. But it's made me believe more in myself. A little bit more with a happy-go-lucky kind of attitude. And I think that's through the course with everybody, your mastermind groups, and everybody once a week talking, and you and Vendela. And you just, there's so much like love and support that eventually it goes in. But what I would also like to, and I remember that from the interview with you in the beginning, you said, yeah, this course is for 5 months, not 3 months. And I remember thinking, that's actually a really good thing. And I still say it. Because when you just do 3 months, yeah, it's great, blah, blah. And then you finish and then you go back to your normal. I feel like this course has made me, we've gone on for so long that I actually am implementing what I've learned. It might take a little bit longer to come out, but that's not the point. The point is that I now have the tools and my mindset has changed. I want to do it, not that I'm scared to do it anymore. And I think that's the biggest thing that I... So I think, courage.
Yes, I love that. Yeah. It's so true what you said, that throughout an entrepreneurial journey, you go through the highs and lows. Yeah. And if it's only 3 months, it can be that you only experience highs and then you have the low after 3 months and then a high again. And then you need the support to really continue and be persistent towards your goals and dreams.
Absolutely.
But especially the reason why we did 5 months is because these subconscious patterns we have, they can take some time to change and really make you become a new person, a new version of you. And I think I can really see with you that you have become a new version of yourself.
I think I have, yes. Mm. And I, like you say, it's the consistency of it.
Mm.
And you could even have a few lows, but then you did your like course and everybody was talking and everybody, and that kind of cheered you up and gave you more ideas. And then you think, right, this week I'm going to do this and this way.
Yeah.
So the low kind of went the minute that you'd done your course. It was really nice. I tried to attend as many as I could. I think there was only one I missed, but it really helps.
Mm.
It was really, I couldn't have done this without you guys for sure.
Amazing. It's been incredible to follow your journey. And I know you're also passionate about inspiring other women who are maybe a bit more in the middle age. What would you want to say to them who are thinking about maybe, I don't know, want to live their lives to the fullest?
I've already, the people that I do know here, I've actually told them that I've done this course, and I think everybody should actually do this course. And I'm not just saying it to promote it. I actually really do think so. Mm. I think everybody should do a bit of a, and maybe you should do it throughout your lifetime. Every 10 years, do a research. Okay, what am I doing and how am I doing and whatever. But I think in my age, I think people get stuck in a rut and many women are panicking. I have a friend here who's basically looking for a new job, but she's absolutely panicking. And her identity is the job, whereas your identity shouldn't be your job. It's great what you do and what you don't, but you have to be your own person first. And then it's great. And I try and help her. And I said, you should do the course. But I think it's the searching within you that you need to work on. And I think even a little bit middle-aged ladies should do the same thing. Mm. I think it's really refreshing for all ages, actually.
Mm.
But absolutely, when you get to this age, you really should. and you, it's almost like you get a new lease of life.
Yeah.
You kind of go, and instead of going on about your age, like I did at one point, till one of my friends said, right, enough about your age, we're not listening to that anymore. And I went, okay. Then, you know, use your experience that you've got rather than going on about your age. Who cares about it? It's only a number.
Exactly.
So use it and do these kind of courses. But I think this course was really, it's very well made, the course.
So very happy well to hear that.
Yes.
Is there anything else you think you should do at that point in your life, except for the program that you want them to
change your career if you're not happy?
Mm.
And live. There's you just don't know, you know. I lost one of my best friends just the end of last year. And she said to me, thank God I've had a life, because I would have died if I would have just sat still and never done my things.
Mm.
So you just never know. Just enjoy life. Life is it. And change, if you're negative all the time, that's another thing. The positive, and you have to talk to yourself all the time. Mm. No, I get to get up in the mornings. I get to go and do this fun thing. You know, just enjoy what you can do and what you, you know, and keep your... keep training and eating good if you can, as long as you can.
Yeah.
And just enjoy life, basically. Yeah. Life's too short, really. Exactly. I know it's a cliche, everybody says that, but it's true. It is true.
It is so true.
Yes.
And I love what you said that about the self-talk as well. Yeah. You have with yourself, to be grateful, but also to talk kindly to yourself. I know you read the book... The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. Do you want to say a little bit about your experience of reading that book?
That book was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And it was funny because he calls it a roommate.
Yes. It's the inner voice.
Yeah. And for some reason, when people talk about inner voice, you think, okay. That's what they all say. But when he said, there's a roommate in there, I went, oh, actually, yeah, there is. That was the funny. It was the wording of like calling it a roommate.
Yeah.
And it's true. Would you talk like that to your roommate or, you know, have a chat?
Yeah.
It taught me a lot, absolutely a lot. And I love that book. I would actually recommend it to anybody because it really does make you think.
Mm.
It really does. Your roommate. There's another saying they always say, would you do that to your child?
Yeah.
You know, would you talk to your child like that? No, you wouldn't.
Mm.
So why do you talk to yourself like that? It's funny. Mm. Yeah. But that book was that. But the biggest thing I got out of that book was be careful with your roommate.
Yeah.
Be nice to them.
Yeah, exactly. So many of us have a roommate inside our head that we are allowing to talk so mean to us when... Yes. We need to actually raise that person to become a nice person. And it's not something we are born with and then they just have to stay like that our whole life. We can actually take responsibility and I can, just like a parent, raise this by repeating over and over, this is how we talk, you know, this is the rules.
Definitely, definitely. And it's quite fascinating when you put a name to it rather than a... inner child that I don't know why the roommate really stuck with me.
Yeah.
Maybe because I was meant to actually change it and it really hit me.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you would never speak like that to anybody.
No.
You wouldn't.
No.
It's terrible. But So that's a very good book. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think your self-talk have grown to become better? Yeah.
A lot.
Mm.
And I'm not saying I'm perfect. Nobody's perfect. Yeah. But it has definitely made me aware. So I can actually, throughout the day, I go, uh-oh, hang on a minute. What did you just say there? So, and a lot of the stuff like, oh, I don't want to do this. I can't be bothered. And it's like, you get to do this.
Yes.
And that has changed a lot.
Yeah.
And I really quite think that that's the way to do it. It won't happen overnight, like we all know. But it's changed, definitely.
I love that what you said, I get to do this, because there's so many people that go around, I have to do this, I must do this, but not thinking I actually get to do this, and I have the opportunity to do this. So that is really beautiful.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. What would you say are some of the things we did throughout the program that really had an effect on you? Do you have any favorite exercise or homework you had to do that?
I actually really liked the elephant and the ant.
Yes.
That to me was like a real eye-opener.
Mm.
And I think every week, like I said, you learned something new, which then brought you on to move on to another subject, and then it revealed something else, and then something else, but then in the end you came back to the first thing that you were doing.
Mm.
And I think the consistency of working with yourself all the time and kind of having new subjects, but actually basically the same thing, really. Mm. But I think the best thing, but the one that really made me switch was the alter ego.
Mm.
That really, I was so excited about writing it.
Yeah.
And then when I found that picture, I've had that picture for a long time, and I just went, that's exactly what I want. It really just flew out to my head. Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna have to write this, what am I gonna write? It just flowed. It was really funny.
Yeah.
And the picture just fitted perfectly. But what it also did was that then the following weeks after that, I realized that, okay, what would your alter ego do?
Mm.
Oh, okay. No, they wouldn't sit here.
Yeah.
And I actually used it quite a lot.
Amazing. That is incredible.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. So creating an alter ego, that's part of our program. And also, if you're listening and don't know about the elephant and the ant, not everyone knows, but sometimes you need to. We talk a lot about, we have all these different expressions, not everyone knows, but the elephant represents the subconscious mind, and that wants to stay as you usually are, and it represents 95% of your results and your behavior and decisions. And the ant is only these 5%, your willpower, your conscious mind, that tells you, I want to go here, I want to go there. But usually the ant is not the one deciding. It's actually the big elephant.
Yeah.
So that's something we talk a lot about.
Sorry,
in the program.
I keep thinking everybody knows. Yeah. Of course they don't. I actually use those visuals.
Yeah.
I use the elephant and the ant.
But it's we think in pictures, so it's so helpful to have.
Yes.
That's why we use, for instance, now an elephant and ant to be able to see it in front of us.
Because
if I tell you, think about an elephant, you see a picture of elephant. You don't think the words elephant.
No. You see the elephant.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
That's how it is.
And I think that's what helped with the alter ego,
because
you could picture it.
Exactly.
And then you just remembered what that represents, that picture.
Yeah.
It represents all the stuff that you want to be.
Mm.
So, yeah. No, yeah. I really, that's, I think, one of the biggest things that stuck with me.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love that. So what advice would you give to someone who is struggling with maybe their money mindset in their business?
Do the course. Basically, I've realized that you don't get anywhere if you struggle with your money mindset, because you're going to be hit in your face by your old thinking all the time. And again, we go back to negativity. That's exactly what it is. It's negative thinking. And you're not allowing yourself to evolve. You're not allowing yourself to succeed. You don't allow yourself to actually get more money. And I find it funny, actually, once you start changing it, and it's kind of hard to, like they say, okay, but I've got bills to pay and blah, blah. Of course, yes. But even so, again, when you're paying that bill and you don't have a lot of money, whatever, think about it. Well, I get to pay this.
Mm.
Think of it as a grateful action rather than you know, and be grateful for what you have rather than complaining again. And again, it's down to changing your mindset. And I have had a very poor mindset about money. Not even poor. And that actually comes from later in life, that it's become like that, that I'm very scared of it. And, you know, when I was young, I never thought about it. But there's a few things that happened in my life that made me think that way. And I think I feel really calm now, because after this, and having spoken to a lot of other women who've got the same terrible mindset in the beginning, you kind of change and you realize there are other women with the same thing. But again, you have to just try and see the positive out of it. Otherwise, it's never going to change. So, but again, you have to do it on a long-term basis. So that's why the 5 months, which are a lot better.
That's an incredible advice, because if you're not grateful for the money you have right now, why would you be grateful for more? No. It always starts from the inside. So thank you so much for sharing that advice.
Yeah.
So it has been so many great advice. It's been so inspiring to hear about your journey. And Kia, if anyone wants to connect with you and follow your journey and get help with styling, how can they do that?
They can either go on Instagram for Styled by Katrina or LinkedIn under Katrina Ballet. Get in touch. There's a connection thing. You can DM me, or you can set up a discussion for 20 minutes to see what you're looking for, a free consultation. So, yeah.
Beautiful. I definitely encourage each and anyone to do that, especially those who wake up in the morning and they look at the wardrobe and they have nothing to wear and they have those frustration. Then you definitely need to reach out. So
thank you,
Kia. Yes. Thank you so much
for this Camilla.
Time.
It's been lovely.
So
really
lovely
nice.
To have
and
you
thank
here.
You for the course.
Thank
it's been great.
You for
really nice.
And thank yourself for the incredible journey you have been doing.
I am, actually.
Yes.
I'm very, very happy that I've done it. So and I would tell anybody to do it.
So
it was
fun.
Great. Yes.
And thank you to the listener for listening as well.
Yes.
Thank you who listened. So
thank
have
you.
An amazing rest of the day. Ciao,
you
ciao.
Too. Bye. Thank you.